Secondly, what I want to emphasise.
Minister, will you resume your seat? I will suspend the House. Deputy Murphy. If you don't allow the Minister the courtesy of a response, nobody interrupted you or anybody else. If you don't, excuse me. If you don't, do you want me to suspend the House and we'll hear no more? Do you want me to suspend the House? No. Well then, hold your wish, please. Minister.
I want to reiterate my recognition that because I did not know that payments had been made to those individuals, due to that, I did not review my election submission form. That was my mistake. I accept responsibility for it, and I want to reiterate my apology again for it. But many, many other questions have been put here to me this evening beyond that on real points of detail, which I have done my best to answer in the submission that has now been provided to SIPO. And it is now up to them to engage in this, and I will engage with them, in a full way on any matters that they want to raise with me. And the suggestion has been made here this evening that I am in some way making light of what has happened, or I'm some way looking to dismiss it or be evasive in relation to it. Far from it, Count Corla, I recognise the seriousness of what has happened here. I've offered my apology for what has happened and my explanation. But there are many, many issues of detail that sit to SIPO to form an evaluation on. And it is to them that I are accountable in relation to us, in relation to this Electoral Act. And
No, please. You are not going to, excuse me, you are not going to shout down the House. So please behave with a bit of patience and a bit of decorum. Please. Please. You're wasting the time.
I am emphasising, Count Corla, my recognition of what has happened here and reiterating my apology for it. But there's a whole set of very, very detailed questions that have been put to me by deputies here this evening about events that happened a number of years ago, the answers of which I have put forward in my submission back to SIPO. I've laid out how many hours the activity happened for. I've laid out the cost that we have inferred to us, and I've laid out very, very clearly the money that I understand was made available to those individuals, and it is all laid out in my response back. And in terms of dealing with this issue, I want to make clear that there is a recusement that is now underway. I will be answering questions in the House tomorrow on behalf of the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, and the recusement with regard to Minister McGrath will be taking effect shortly.
Thank you, Minister. That concludes this debate. Please, Deputy. I will suspend. Do I have to suspend the House? You want me to suspend the House?
You answered one question, Count Corla. Do you believe one question was answered there?
Deputy.
Seriously, do you?
You gave me time to answer questions, Count Corla.
No, we're going to go back to the oil emergency contingency and transfer.